So we begin by coming back to our body. For a few minutes, just coming down a little bit from all the intellectual stuff, all the ideas and concepts. Bringing our awareness to what is right now. Sinking into this body. And letting our awareness descend throughout the body. Settling the body in a state of relaxation and ease. Just paying attention to sensations as they arise throughout all the body. And you know, we let go of whatever expectations we have towards this session, whatever hopes or fears or concepts we hold in the mind, leaving these concerns aside. Also, with every outbreath, releasing all tension or tightness that we might hold in any part of the body. Developing a sense of awareness that is fully content and present in the moment right now, sitting here on your cushion. For some moments, you can just simply attend to your breathing as you watch it throughout the body, finding some peace and some space right here, without holding on to anything in particular. remembering that we are not meditating from the head with pressure, but from the heart, with a sense of compassion and connectedness. Making this heart connection in being right here, working on the mind by focusing on our breathing throughout the body. Totally sinking into this task of being at ease and very alert with that. And then if you wish, in order to completely sink into this moment right now, you can take 3 slow deep breaths, breathing in through the nose and breathing out through the mouth, being highly aware of whatever arises in your body as you breathe. So we're going to do a meditation on emptiness. And we are going to do so with thorough investigation, logical analysis. And since I also do not want to make a break in this session so that we do not lose our train of thought and analysis, I invite you to, if you really need to change your posture, to do so very silently, quietly for yourself, whenever you really need to. But keep your mind with the meditation. Try to follow these points with all your attention, so you can get the best possible experience out of this. Because this is really not an investigation intellectually, but we try to bring this from the head down to the heart level to get an actual experience without conceptualizing too much. We had that already today. We try to see what this means for ourselves with an open mind and an experiential level. And there's a motive, you know, we can think that this meditation is based on the teaching of the Buddha, that the way we perceive the nature of reality now is a misconception. Especially the way our own I exists. This kind of misconception is the basic cause for our dissatisfaction. And the Buddha said we suffer under the confusion not seeing things correctly, but instead seeing them opposed to the way they actually exist. So with the wish to get a step closer to eliminate this wrong view, in order to gain understanding, we engage in this analysis. So for one more minute, come to the sensations of your breath and calm your mind in a state of ease and stillness. And the first step is to identify what it is that we are empty of. What Glenn called the identifying the target, the object to be refuted. That which is not actually there in the way it appears to be. And that is the inherently existent I. The I we merely impute on our body and mind, but we think, we feel, it really exists from its own side, without being dependent on anything else. It's just a feeling we have. It appears to us this way. So we want to see this very clearly. It's very essential to see this clearly. And we start by recalling a time in our life or a specific incident where we experienced a very strong sense of me. Maybe when we got falsely accused, or when we had very strong fear, or a time, an incident where we felt very embarrassed. Recall the situation where you could strongly feel this sense of self, this me. Bring this to mind vividly, seeing, oh, that's me. I. So without trying to recreate the situation or re-experience the whole situation, just establish this strong sense of me that you had at this time when it was very prominent in your mind. And hold this experience for some time so that you're very clear how this me feels for yourself. And while you are attending closely to that sense of self, this sense of I, check how it appears to you. How does it appear? Does it appear to be a single self, this I, that exists inherently? Does it feel very real to you? So real almost to the point where you think, well, if that is not real, what is? So keep going back to this experience you remembered until it appears very vividly in your mind, this sense of I. And so then, having established a clear feeling of this me, then the next step is to say, well, if such a self exists, if this self-established I exists, then I should be able to find it, to locate it. Yeah, it seems to have that mode of existence, seems to be real. So we very empirically, we see what are the possibilities that it exists. Where can I find it? And one is pretty obvious. We feel the sense of I exists together with the mind and the body. That's the first possibility. But as we heard in the teaching, logically, we also include the possibility that this sense of me is not one with the mind and the body, but something different from them. We include this in our analysis to check thoroughly. So see for yourself if you can come to the conclusion that there are only these two possibilities. Either the I is one with the body and mind, or some part of them. Or it is totally different, totally something else. See that there is no third possibility. And now let us start to analyze the first possibility empirically. Can we find this I among the body and mind? So we will look for this I and also take a look at the consequences, if it were one with the body and mind. So begin by going through the body, that seemingly unitary object, and see that the body has many parts. And step by step, empirically search, where is this I? Is it the whole body in its entirety? Or is it one of the parts? Is it your brain? Your head? Is it your heart or some other part of the body? You can check carefully all your body parts, one after the other, and closely analyze if you can find the eye there. And again, refresh this sense of I you experienced at the incident you remembered before. It feels real and unitary. So search. What among the body and its parts can you find to be that self? Is there anything that is physical that is the inherently existent I? There are many parts of the body. We can go through all of them. But it is likely we are not going to find the eye on the parts of the body, or even the body in total. So now then, move on to the mind. And the mind also has many parts. The parts of feeling, discriminations, mental formations, the consciousness, all of them constantly changing. And again, think of that inherently existent I, that sense of self which is self-established. Is it consciousness? Is it awareness in total? Or is it a part of your consciousness? The mental consciousness? Or maybe one of the sense consciousnesses? Seeing or hearing, and so forth. Or is it a specific feeling, a specific certain discrimination, a factor in your mind, constantly changing? Check very carefully, spending some time trying to find that self-existent self. Recalling how it feels, like in this experience you remembered in the beginning. No, we cannot find it. And although investigating like this, both the body and the mind to some degree, and not finding this self-existent I, we might still believe that there is something that is it. We might feel that it is the collection of the mind and the body, the whole thing together that consists of the parts. But see, is there a whole unitary thing? Is there a collection that exists in this independent way that it appears? Isn't a collection simply a number of parts put together? a number of mental and physical components gathered together. Where is this collection of mind and body? Can you point to it? How can it be the inherently existent sense of I? We can also check what consequences it would have if this would be so. Again, recalling the strong sense of self, we feel it is something very unitary, like a single entity. It appears in this way. So if it were a single entity, well, we have to see that body and mind are two different entities, one physical and one mental. And if the self were one with the body and mind, they would have to be one thing and not at all different, isn't it? Otherwise, we would have two eyes, one physical and one mental eye. But that doesn't make sense at all, and also doesn't feel that way, does it? Or if the eye would be one with one of those two, we could never feel a sense of I with the other. It would be purely physical or purely mental, without the possibility to feel I for the other. Can you see that this would be the consequences if the inherently existent I were to be found on the body and mind? So having analyzed this first possibility, let's look at the second one. The eye being totally different, totally separate from the body and mind. If this were the case, we should be able to remove the mind and the body and still be left with a self that we would feel to be there, totally distinct. So do that. Mentally remove your body and mind from the cushion you are sitting on. Does such an I remain then? Is it findable there? Furthermore, it would mean that whatever the body and mind would experience, the I could not experience it, because it is separate from them. So when our knees hurt, the self would not experience the pain. It would not experience the pain and the frustration in the mind. So is that the case? Does an I exist separate from the body and mind? So remember that these are the two only possibilities that this real I can exist, either with or separate from mind and body, or the collection of their parts. Did you find such an I to exist in either way? If not, there is no third possibility. We must come to the conclusion that the I that appears so real does not exist in that way. This self-sufficient I is empty. It appears so real, but that's a false appearance. So we don't say it does not exist. It does exist. But it exists only merely labeled by the mind. It's existing in mere name, mentally imputed on the body and mind. It is a mental label. The I that seems so real from its own side, it is simply not findable. It is not valid. It's a wrong consciousness. So hold this absence. Realize it being empty from existing from its own side. It's just what we call it to be. It's not there from its own side. and whatever positive potential we have created through this analysis, whatever shift there might have been in our awareness, however slight, may this blossom into a full realization of emptiness. May it blossom in the removal of our own ignorance and all that obscures this mind from developing its full potential. We dedicate it to this goal. Thank you.